Blog Talk Radio.
Done now.
Okay, welcome everybody to Journey into the Light Radio. We are live here. Sorry, I guess it was a couple of minutes in the screening room. Didn't know the music quit, but I'm always here, right? Okay. So my guest tonight is Sherry Brown, psychic medium from Atlanta, Georgia. And Sherry is a clairvoyance medium, does Reiki, aura cleansing and balancing. Sherry is also a certified hypnotist for weight loss and smoking. Stop smoking. Now, she's not going to hypnotize you to start smoking, I don't think. Anyway, Sherry owns and operates a beautiful spa down in Atlanta. And you can reach Sherry at her website or Facebook. Both links are listed right here on the show page, folks. And we're going to be taking your phone calls here for free readings on the show. So dial on in now. It's all you got to do, boys and girls. And press the 1 once you've called in. What's the number, Mike? Okay, the number is, if you don't have it, 347-884-8245. No, I'm not hearing voices. So there you go. Okay, got people already calling in. We will come to you soon. So stay where you're at, and let's bring in our guest, Sherry Brown, to the show. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, Michael.
How are things with you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, doing good. Just, you know, trying to keep my head down from all the Trump news. And, and I think like everybody.
How is that working for you?
It can be hard at times, you know?
It can be. I mean, is there anything else happening in the world? Or is Trump just taking the world by storm, all the news?
I think he has. I was telling my wife last night. I said, you know, I watched a newscast. I think it was CBS or something like that. And it's a 30-minute broadcast. I even watched CNN. And the whole time, it was all about Trump. There was, like, no other stories going on. The whole world, it all stopped.
Well, he's like a tsunami, you know. He just floods everything.
Yeah, he takes all the energy out. I know. No, I was just going to say that, you know, and I know we wanted to talk about a little bit about, you know, how to get through times like this, or maybe you're going through a hard time in your life, an illness, or I know I was telling Sherry in the screening room, I was reading an article, Aaron Andrews, who does the reporting on the NFL games, some of the college games, sideline reporter, and she did an article where she just, no one knew this till now, but she had been dealing with cancer. And during this time, when she was diagnosed, she went immediately back to the NFL to do her job after she had surgery. She went back in 5 days. She said that I had to be with my crew. She said I had to be with my people, and that's how I got through it. And that is definitely a way to get through a tough time.
Yeah. You know, absolutely. You know, and that's an amazing story. And the thing is so many people now have got so many things going on in their lives, where it's work, it's traffic, it's friends, it's, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. Hell, keeping up with yourself sometimes is a whole job by itself right there. And, you know, you've got to find those ways in your life every day where you can rebalance and reground. And, you know, I own a yoga studio, and I teach in there every day. And every practice that we have, if you really combine, you know, the 8 limbs of yoga in your life, it's really more than just the mat. It goes over. And so it's really about balance, right? Like, there's no other news but Trump, so it's overwhelming. But if we had a balance of the news, you know, it would be more in proportion. And so in our practice, you know, at the yoga studio, in every class, we have, you know, pranayama, which is breath work, it's conscious breathing. And that can change the state of your nervous system within a few minutes with no drugs, no alcohol. So just learning that cooling breath and just taking a few minutes when you're feeling stressed out to breathe in and really open up and just relax and let your shoulders and let everything kind of fall down a little bit so that you can gain perspective, you know. And in every practice, you know, you move through things, you know, right? You get in the flow and that's your day. And at the end, it's Savasana, and that's when you rest. And everything in your life is a cycle like that. The planet has that cycle. You know, plants have the same cycle. When the trees lose their leaves. And, you know, we have that new birth and re-beginning in like the spring. And so it's balancing this bad news with these healthy lifestyle and habits so that stress can be maintained. Because truly, the number one killer is stress.
Yeah, and I think, you know, because if our immune system is weakened by stress, you know, bad situations, it's and I see it all the time. Like, for example, two quick stories. My aunt who dealt with breast cancer, it kept coming back, and this was when I was just a kid. And but I remember it, and she eventually died after a long number of years. And then after she died, my uncle, who was totally healthy, came down with throat cancer. And I thought, as a kid, I thought, that's weird. That right afterwards, and you know, and I've learned that, you know, it's a lot of times it is when we get so emotionally drained over situations, then our defenses are down. So we come down with situations like this. Aaron Andrews, who I just spoke about, is another example, because not so many years ago, people that know who she is, she went through a really really tough time in her life because she's a pretty famous reporter and on the sidelines and so forth. And somebody in a hotel room was able to take a picture of her through the peephole in the hotel room, somehow was able to take a picture of that when she was naked in the hotel room. And this person splashed it all over the internet. And it became, you know, probably 5 to 10 years of living hell for her because it was a big court case. I mean, it was just, it was very hard on her. And I saw a lot of the interviews. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and now she, you know, came down with cancer. So, you know, it is important to balance and de-stress.
Well, I mean, that's it, because if your cortisol levels are high, right, you're not sleeping well. I mean, there's all these other things, and then they start relating to your immune system. Your immune system starts breaking down. It's all about a day-to-day practice. You know what I mean? Nobody's perfect, of course, but it has to be just made part of your life. And people that relax, people that meditate, they need less medication, they heal faster, they're not sick near as much. I mean, there's a whole lot that goes into the quality of your life. And you can't allow all these external factors, because there's always going to be an external factor. There's always going to be an idiot on a corner somewhere, you know. There's always going to be a problem. There's always going to be something broken. There's always going to be somebody that disappoints you. That's part of life. But how you handle that and how you go through that is about how you take care of yourself and how you balance your life.
Yeah, that's very true. And kind of in closing here, our conversation, it's funny what you said about always, you know, Trump, everywhere you go, and how you just can't, you know, you were asking me when we were first talking, in the screening room, like, you know, about politics. I said, oh, I'm so tired today. I think every show I've talked about, I enjoy formatting. I enjoy helping people. That's why I do it. I don't like people seeing getting hurt. But anyway, my point was is that it's good to, and I have to too, like just get away from it. Like my son, he's really into all this, you know, political stuff and what's going on and everything. And so we will sit sometimes and watch programs on TV at night after I'm done with my show, and we'll watch, you know, new show after new show. And he's like, let's go to the next one. And I said, stop. I said, I cannot watch this all the way till I go to bed. I have got to have a reprieve. I have got to watch like a family show, something that mellows me.
I can't, man.
I can't do another one.
I love you, buddy, but I've got to have
a
break.
Yeah. That's exactly true.
It's like, I support you, but I can't go to bed with just this.
No, I can't go to bed with this.
I can't end my day like this, man.
Yeah.
I got to see some joy.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally get that, because I'm like, I totally get that. As an empath, I totally understand, because I'm like, I can't. Like, there's sometimes I just can't be around, like, people who are too much in that energy, because it will suck it out of me, and I'll be like, ah.
Yes.
You have to ground, you know. And you're a sensitive person. You know, you're sensitive to people's energies.
Yeah.
And you have a kind, compassionate heart. You know, so
yeah.
You have to have some dose of goodness in your day.
Yes, that's exactly it. I enjoy those shows, you know, that are just, you know, like family shows, and people, you know, you see good things happen. And even when this is funny, it's a silly TV show, but you know, when there's a chance of a show going good or bad, I'll sometimes will, you know, talk out loud. There's no one in the living room a lot of the times, but I'll say like, oh, help her out, don't do that. I'll just want to see the good to be done, you know, for people.
Oh,
and so yeah, so
that's so wonderful. And are you still doing that thing where you're raising, you know, some money to help some of the listeners and stuff and to kind of give back?
Well, we are, Sherry. I mean, thank you for mentioning that. And that's a good point for me to mention, is we do have listed on the show page where we started in December of helping the homeless and also helping people on the show. And we put together a GoFundMe on Journey Into the Light link for people to donate, to support. And we take whatever funds we get and give it to people in need. And so we ask folks if they would like to support the show. And I will say this, not the show, but Help the Homeless Project, please go to the link, the GoFundMe link listed on the show page. And, you know, because, I mean, the people that I've came across on the street, I mean, people who've been in, you know, like Vietnam War and things, and they got, you know, amputated limbs, and they're just such loving people, and they just have fallen through the cracks. And whatever has happened, I don't judge. We shouldn't judge. So I'm not even looking for answers. I'm just helping the people that need help. And I will say this to the listeners. If you think that we get people who donate all the time. I mean, all you got to do is look at our GoFundMe. Our balance is on there. It's, I've been doing this for quite a while. It's only a couple hundred dollars. And in fact, a person this week, I don't know how you do this, how you donate $100 and then 2 weeks later you charge it back. I don't understand that, but that actually happened to me. So that money's already gone to the people on the streets, but now it comes out of my wife's personal account. But, you know, I don't understand it. But anyway, it's not going to stop from doing what I do. Yeah, how do you do that? How do you charge back a donation?
Just pray for them. I'm like, maybe just pray for the person that did that.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully they didn't have to do it because they had a tragedy or something.
Yeah.
Hopefully they were just being screwed.
Yeah, well, an explanation would be good, but I haven't received any. But anyway, we move on. But anyway, if folks out there would like to support the homeless project we have on the GoFundMe, the link is right there on the show page, and be greatly appreciated. So that's what it's all about, I think. Isn't it, Sherry, like spirituality, isn't the foundation, like the bottom of it, like, where you start building on up is being a willingness to help each other, isn't that? The foundation?
Yeah. Well, it is the foundation, and I'm going to start a class in 2 weeks, which is Manifest at Mondays, and I have taught similar classes in the past, and we've had so many transformational results that I'm getting all these texts even now with a lot of excitement, like, oh my God, I'm so excited you're finally teaching this again. I am like a master manifester, and one of my guiding principles is that I give back. I try to give that extra always. You know what I mean? With all my clients, with my business. I do some sliding scale stuff with clients. I do community classes a lot of times where we don't charge anything. We give back. We do toys for tots. And it creates an environment of giving and receiving so that everybody benefits. And it's always been my secret to, you know, doing as well as I do, and it's because I found all my business principles in that mentality.
Yeah, that's great. Sherry, how can folks reach you? What's the best ways?
Well, they can go to my website, clarityinsightwellness.com, or they can also check the link to the Facebook page. Both pages have book now buttons as well as call buttons to handle any appointment requests.
Okay, great. And we have the links here on the show page. And I just want to say something here before we go to calling over, talking Trump. So let me add this in here for just a second, because this is kind of, it's sad, but it's unbelievable. And it, I posted it on my Facebook if anybody wants to see it. Anyway, it's two pictures. And what the picture is it shows Trump coming up to meet the Obamas on Friday morning. And he's shaking the hand of President Obama. And coming around the car is Trump's wife. And she's coming around the car bringing the gift. And Trump's already gone on past her. And he's already up shaking hands with them. And she's left back in the car, which is really sad. And then as they go into the White House, Trump's already ahead of everybody, and the Obamas, both of them, are kind of embracing Mrs. Trump, and both have a hand on her back and helping her, you know, kind of in the doors and being gracious host. And anyway, just I think that is just remarkable.
Well, God bless her. I mean, Jesus Lord. I mean, we should be
yes.
praying for her every day.
Definitely.
I'll pray for her. God bless her. What
yeah.
a
I agree.
We
I agree.
Pray for but, Melania, we're praying.
But of course,
for you, honey. We are praying for you.
Because she's not a hostage, though. I mean, it's
Yeah, pretty much.
Is she an hostage? I don't know.
Come on.
Okay. But yes, we should.
I mean, think about what she puts up with. We can't get away from it.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, and that's the key is like, what, even in our own lives, what are we willing to trade for? I mean, obviously we got to money because we got to support our families and ourselves and all that. That's a given. But what above that, way above that, what are we willing to trade? Because if we go and get riches, it's going to cost something of us, either time, which means time away from our family, or like this here, you know, Melania, what she has to put up with to, you know, get the riches. Is it worth it?
No, Michael, it's not. It is absolutely not. I dated one of these very wealthy men, and it is not. I could not hang with that. I was like, I cannot be that devalued and respect myself.
Right. I could imagine you doing that. No.
I was like, what is going on? I'm like, you need to get an Eastern European woman who has nothing else going on in her life who's going to be excited about these prospects.
Yes.
Because any educated, intelligent American woman is going to laugh at you with this nonsense.
Right.
I mean,
and there's your...
too much.
And there's your answer, because Trump's three wives are Eastern European. They all three are.
I'm telling you, man.
None of them are Americans.
No, because see, I'm telling you, these American women, when they listen to the stuff that comes out of these people's mouths that sounds like Donald Trump, they shut that down. Okay?
Yeah.
Hell no. Not only no, but hell no. And how much
right.
money is not enough?
Right.
What is the price of freedom?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
That's the question. You
yeah.
know? And people buy for freedom. I mean, there you go. No, hell no. Let's take the first caller because we know.
All righty. All right.
That'd be worse than freedom.
Let's stay in Georgia here, Sherry, and let's take our first caller, area code 229. Could we get your first name, please?
My name's Debbie.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E. I'm great,
oh,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's hard to distinguish on the phone.
So what was your first question?
I guess the thing that's most pressing, and I'm just being impatient, is what do you see about me moving?
Well, I feel like that you're going to have a choice coming up about a move in about 4 to 5 months. I do feel like you've gotten over something pretty recently, or maybe you're needing a rest period, or you're just had a rest period. And so you're going to be feeling, it looks like, a lot better. It looks like some things are going to be completed so that you can make a move. It's not quite time yet, but I do see it happening here. And again, I feel like you're going to be more solid on a date and have things more solid. And I'm getting a 4 to 5. So it's 4 to 5 weeks or 4 to 5 days. But energetically, it feels more like weeks to me that you're going to have a more solid plan on how you're going to move forward.
Any ideas on a direction or what's going to facilitate how I choose?
Well,
this is the first time in my life I'm absolutely alone with no responsibilities whatsoever and no one to help me make this decision for me. So literally the world is my oyster.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, but can't figure out what I'm doing.
Well, it's hard when you have a lot of choices. So let me just look at this in a kind of a different way here so I can get a bigger picture of what's kind of going on with you. Part of what is going on with you is, you know, you're leaving part of the past behind, but you don't feel like you have a destination to go to where you're needed or wanted. And so that's creating in you a feeling that I'm getting of kind of feeling a little sad or a little lonely. So that's part of energetically, you know, what's going on and clearing here for you. I do feel like as you're moving forward that the area that you're going to be moving towards into, I see, is within an hour of a beach or an ocean. Okay, it's not real, real close right on it, but it's within about an hour.
Okay. Yeah, I've had over the last a couple of years, people keep telling me that I'm going to move to Savannah, and I'm trying to figure out what would, I guess a more direct question is there something going to happen with my ex that will influence me moving to Savannah, because that's where he is.
Well, I mean, there's factors that will always be there between the two of you. And I feel like that this relationship between the two of you has had several cycles. So I don't know if y'all just were distant or actually moved apart and then came back together. But I'm seeing this relationship with y'all two had two or three cycles for some reason. Okay? And that will always be there between the two of you. You're very much a soulmate energy with him. And you can't forget him, and he can't forget you. So, you know, if you move closer to where he is, then there's going to be some interaction between the two of you, yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Bunches.
You're welcome.
Can I ask you a question, caller? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are things all right? I'm just picking up something that it's something more
yeah,
than a move.
I'm
are
having
you,
a.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You're having
a
what?
I'm having a. I don't want to call it sad, but I feel like I'm kind of having a lost day because there's so much about my life. Everything about my life is shifting. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every aspect of my life is shifting. And I can't wait for the new moon energy this weekend for everything to speed up. Because I'm terrible at being patient. I'm trying to be better about it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, could we get with the program here? I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, where am I doing it? And how is this going to happen?
Yeah.
It's going to happen, really. Like, all this is coming into focus for you in the next 4 to 5 weeks. Okay, all those questions. The thing is, you already have some unfinished things with the ex, and you kind of already know that. But you just don't worry, because it's like you're having to leave a lot of stuff behind right now and to go to this next place, right? And you'll be happier in the next place. Because sometimes we're sad, like when we leave high school, we leave college, you know, because we're going to a new phase of our life. But you really
have
a lot of
good
parts.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is I know that I'm there's a lot of people that I love here, but this little town is just sucking the life right out of me. I need more. I need like-minded people to fill my cup back up instead of me constantly doing it for others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Alrighty. Well, just wanted to check, make sure you're okay and safe and all that.
Thanks,
just,
Michael. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay, well,
I'm
thank you for
grateful.
Your call. Okay,
thank
great.
You.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. All righty. Let's go to Virginia, or Virgin, I should say. I put too many letters with that. Virgin from Texas.
Hey.
Okay, you're
Hi.
On.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
I'm just curious. I'm just, hi. It's my first time hearing your show, and I love it. You guys are so funny.
Thank you. It's all Sherry.
It's all Sherry. It's all I got.
You're welcome. yes, but I agree with a lot of your ideals and perspective.
Oh, awesome.
My question is, yes. My question is, what do you see for me in regards to growth in general? Job, love, everything has been pretty – well, my job has always been pretty stable, but I haven't had much luck in love.
Okay. So let me just take a look at you overall. You're right. You know, you do really, really well at your job. I do pick up for you that sometimes you can get a little scattered or have some trouble staying focused. So it may be that you need to sleep a little better.
I have insomnia.
I have recent thoughts.
I can't help it.
I know, honey. But I think it's the sleep that's causing the racing thoughts. So I don't know.
If I could sleep all day and all night, I would. I love to sleep, but feel like I never rest. I'm sleeping, but I'm not really sleeping.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. And so I don't know if you could get a sleep study or they can give you something to help you sleep, but it's the sleep that calls in the racing thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah, so the sleep is like the root of the problem. So if you can just solve that, there's natural things you can try. You know, magnesium will relax your muscles and help you sleep. But, you know, do your research. But that's going to just help your overall quality of life. Okay.
Okay.
And so I'm looking like you've got some good luck coming in around you. Now, you can be a little worried and a little hesitant when you first meet somebody, but you've got a lot of good luck coming up around that. So you want to try to just control your nervous energy a little bit, all right, because you do have some good luck coming to you. Now, would you be selling something? Or maybe you want to buy something large?
I really wanted to invest in my personal self. I wanted to get some plastic surgery done.
Okay.
And I wanted to do it in the near future.
Okay. Well, I see a large purchase, so I don't know, you know, how much you would be spending, but I see a large purchase coming up in the future, and I do see you being happy with it.
Okay.
You know, so if that's something that, you know, you're kind of on the fence, it looks good from my angle. But, of course, you have to do your own research and things like that. But it looks like that was pretty good. Now, have you been in this place that you're living for a little while, so it feels like it's time for you to kind of almost shed your skin a little bit to me?
Yes, I live with my parents, and I'm already older. I have three kids. I've been married twice, but I don't want to leave my parents because I feel like they need me, but I think maybe I need them too. Like, I know I'm not going to always have them, so I think I have, I'm codependent, you know?
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's going to come up for you because you do pretty well at your job and stuff. You know that you're going to need a little more freedom because maybe this is why. Because if you go get, you know, yourself in shape, you're going to want to go out here and date, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to want to bring them to your parents' house.
No.
So that may be why I feel like you need to shed your skin and you're like looking like what else can you do? How else can you live? But that's just
right. But I've like when I've initiated relationships, I like detach and I try to make myself like I said, I've been married and I'm already on twice separated because I can't. My family is very important to me, and I need to be close to them. And maybe not in their same house, but I feel like I have to be close.
well, right. But we got to stretch just a little bit. You know what I mean? So that's going to come up for you naturally anyway. So I wouldn't worry about.
So you see it within this year?
Yeah, I do. I see it just coming up. And so when I see it like that, I'm like, hey, don't like lose any sleep over it. Because when it comes up, it's going to feel right, and it will be the right time. And you can trust that. You know, you can trust that intuition when it comes to you. Because you're already kind of getting the urge. And so, you know, the energies are already working with you. They're already kind of placing it there in your aura and on your heart. And so when the time comes, they're prepping you. You'll just feel it, and you'll know. You know what? I can't. I just don't feel right anymore. I can't get comfortable here. I know I'm not supposed to be here. You know, and you'll know because you'll feel that.
Right, but their plans are to move away. My father wants to retire with like soon, and he wants to. They wanted to sell this house, but then now my mom's telling me that they'd rather let me have it and let me finish paying it. Like for
well,
me to go to the bank and take it over.
Yeah, that may be the change. Maybe you do stay there because they leave.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I just see that coming up for you this year.
Okay.
Well, your living situation is going to definitely change this year.
Change. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so then it would be your own place.
It.
Do you know what I mean? Then it would be your own place.
Right.
Because I see you with your own place.
Okay.
Well, that's exciting.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is.
All right, honey. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. And I'm gonna continue to be a listener, and I hope to share you all's page so that we can donate more.
Oh, thank you so much. What a pleasure.
You're welcome.
You're
welcome.
Well, thank you.
Texas hospitality.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Virgin. Okay. And I was glad she got out of the wind. When I was talking to her in the screening room, she was in the wind. I said, a lot of blowing. Are you outside? I don't know if she's out surfing or what. And she got, I guess, got inside a treehouse or something. So that was nice.
A treehouse?
Well, if you're walking, she told me she was walking, so, you know, walking around the neighborhood and stuff.
Well, we know it's not a telephone booth anymore.
Right.
I remember that we would get into the telephone booth when it was cold and wait for somebody to pick us up.
Yeah, those were nice. You know,
you
kind of
keep the wind off of you. You know, somebody wanted to use the phone, you'd have to get out, though.
As long as it wasn't the Oklahoma wind, that's pretty strong. He'll knock over the.
Oh my God! Do you remember answering those when they would ring?
Yeah.
Like you would answer a random payphone.
Yeah, right. And it'd be like George, you know, like someone, you know, was a drug dealer or something.
Oh, no,
I'm trying to get that voice.
Like, who is this? I'm like, no, who is this?
Ralph? Nah. all right. Well, let's take one more caller here. Allison, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, and thank you. Hello. Good evening.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. Say, I'm just curious. I today received a job offer that... I don't want to say too much about it, actually. I just would like to hear what you might pick up about it. It is not something to be turned down, but it is not something to be readily accepted either. there are pros and cons. So it would require...
The good news is I feel like that that you're going to get another offer from them that will be better than this one here.
No, it's just going to be this one. This is for sure. This is definitely a, this is definitely a what's the word? I don't want to go into all the reasons, actually.
You don't have to go into it, but there may be something about it then that changes in your favor of this before it's all said and done. Because I see something in your favor coming up about that.
Well, the offer is, the offer has been, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, it has been spelled out on paper. It's a, you know, it's a formal offer. It's not a telephone offer. This is a formal offer. All the details are spelled out. So it is what it is. It is an opportunity if I wish to take it. And I need to, you know, ultimately it will be my decision, of course, but, I just thought, well, maybe, you know.
So do you want me to look at if you take it or don't take it?
Whichever. Yeah, you can do it that way if you'd like.
Okay.
You can do it that way. That's fine.
Okay.
It is what it is. It is an offer. It's a solid offer, and it's not going to be, what's the word, you know. There won't be a second one coming out of this. It won't be, you know, changed along the way. It is exactly what it is.
Well, I feel like that, you know, I do feel like that your energy is about moving towards taking that offer. And I feel like that still yet you may start off under that, but I still feel like there'll be something that's slightly different, and maybe it's a start date or something. But I do feel like something will be slightly different. But I feel like that, you know, when it comes down to it, it looks like for you the pros are going to outweigh the cons, and it's mainly going to actually help round and balance you out. You know, it's a good fit for you overall.
Okay. She can hear you. We just kind of lost your line there a little bit. So, okay. Hope that helps Allison there. And
Allison, I hope that helps. But you have a lot of good energy around it.
Yeah. All right. All right, Sherry. Going to do it for another week. You keep yourself out of the news headlines. Keep your head low.
Well, I can't overtake Trump. There's no way.
This is only a couple of days. I mean, next week.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm ready to mark dump Trump. Let's watch something else.
For sure. All right. Well, have a great week, Sherry. I've enjoyed it.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, that's Sherry Brown to the show. Always a lot of fun with Sherry. And that's going to do it for me today on a Tuesday. We definitely did a lot of shows. I want to thank Bonnie, my producer, so much for the help that she gives me throughout the day. Appreciate it very, very much. We'll be back here tomorrow, another day of great shows, starting tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So I'm going to sign on out. And everybody take care. Much love to all of you. Have a great evening. And don't forget about the GoFundMe. Help the homeless. Thank you. And good night.